Well, we welcome in to our studios today to begin things. We've got people from Families First Partnership here in North Platte, and that includes Executive Director Jessica Vogt. Jessica,
hello. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Good to see you. And to her side, we've got Delicia Mata. The name that rolls right off the tongue is so fun to say.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Delicia. You are the central navigator for Families First.
Yes.
So if anyone, kind of loses their way, you get them back on the path and direct them, help them navigate the best direction. And you ladies want to talk about a blood drive that you have coming up next Friday, the 24th.
That's right. We've partnered with the North Platte Eagles Club and Bobby Hull State Farm to get a community blood drive going. So it'll be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Eagles. We're still looking for commitments for donations. So there's a few ways to get a hold of us. You can go through Red Cross. You can go through Families First. There's a QR code. If you have the Red Cross, is it the Donate Now app?
Yeah,
app. You'll find that up there as well, based on location. Yeah.
It's also on the Families First Partnership and Central Navigator website. And there's a link you could just click on, and all the appointments that are open are easy accessible, and you can schedule an appointment
to your website and
Facebook pages.
Facebook page.
Yep, Facebook page.
Okay. And it has the QR code.
Mm-hmm.
The hyperlink.
The hyperlink. Okay. It's a link that gets your attention. It's a hyperlink. And sometimes you have to slap it.
A couple taps, get it through.
Tap it down. You're hyper. You're too hyper. Settle down. I like that. So next Friday, 9 to 3 is what we're talking about. What are you hoping for out of this? How many pints are you hoping to get out of it?
Our goal is 45 appointment slots to be filled.
That's pretty ambitious.
We're looking forward to completing them all. So with this opportunity to reach out to our community, and then some more community collaboration, teaming up with, again, like Jessica said, Bobby Holst State Farm and the Eagles Club. The Eagles Club generally, or has in the past, had the blood drives, and the numbers weren't getting there. So if we can all pull together and help get some more numbers and donors on board. And what's been amazing is simply reaching out to our community. First-time donors are making a commitment to be there. So that's been pretty inspiring.
Good. Yeah. Good. You sound pretty confident you're going to get 45 commitments out of it. And it doesn't take long. People in the past, I think, had this false idea that it was going to take, like a two-hour commitment. But they can roll you through. Generally, you can get in and out of there in under an hour.
They suggest an average range is 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
And what's nice about this setup, teaming up with these other organizations and agencies, they're offering a meal. So we will kindly provide soups, sandwiches, cookies. There's also the Red Cross snacks that they have on hand. And so the convenience is there. If you're wanting to come by, have a meal, give blood, you could commit about an hour's time and be able to participate in all of that.
So you said originally this was sponsored just by the Eagles Club?
The Eagles would have an annual event. There was a bit of discussion that they weren't able to fulfill all the slots allowed.
They were having trouble getting enough people there. And so did they reach out to you guys or to Bobby at State Farm?
So Amanda, who helps direct the blood drives, I reached out to her to see how we could do a collaborative community blood drive. And these were some suggestions that were offered of location and a team member.
Well, it's great that you can partner with other organizations. I mean, that's kind of what Families First does, is help people partner with the organization that's best going to serve their needs. So
absolutely.
This is a way of helping everyone out, too. And we hear all the time of the lack of donors and the need for more more of a blood supply. I think we're less than 3 days usually, 3 days of a supply, and now it's getting pretty much to where, you know, it's shipped all over the country because mm-hmm. some areas are so they don't have anything on the shelves, so they have to reach out and get other areas that maybe are better stocked, you know.
That's mm-hmm. true. Every blood donation can help save up to 3 lives. So yep. any type of support, there's people that have given over and over again and like to make a consistent schedule on their yearly donation
routine.
Yes. Yeah.
I think every 8 weeks, 56 days, I think, is yeah. a space in
around
between.
That.
So, I mean, you're only limited if you've given, before 56 days back from October 24th, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess you'd have to figure that out. But 8 weeks in between mm-hmm. Donations there. But you said you already have some first-time commitments mm-hmm. lined up, huh?
Yes, it's been
How'd
tremendous.
You do that?
Call them, reach out.
Twisting arms,
Ask them if they've ever given blood before, if they had an interest. And the truth is, if they're not asked, then they will probably never give. So I've just been reaching out and asking and sharing with them the convenience now with blood drives. There's no more finger poke for the iron. There's just
that's a big thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
You take away the finger poke, I'll be there. Right?
So they have a nice device that you just put over the finger and it counts the iron. And same with the temperature check. There's no more insert of a thermometer in the mouth. They just roll on the forehead. And
non-invasive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We like that. For sure. Next Friday, the 24th from 9 to 3 at the Eagles Club is where it takes place. obviously, Bobby's on board with this over at State Farm, and
yes.
you got a good partner.
It's been wonderful.
With her as well. I think it's great. I think anytime we have groups get together for the same cause and something such as this that we know is going to benefit people, and like you say, can save one donation can save up to 3 lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just a good feeling to be able to do that and know that it's getting used. It's not something you have to worry about. It's going to stay on the shelf, and then they're going to have to toss it out. After a while, it's going to get used.
Mm-hmm.
There's a need for it.
Absolutely.
All the time. Anything else in conjunction with the drive? I see it says come give to blood October 20 through November 16 for a $10 e-gift card.
Yes.
And a chance at a $5,000 prize. What's that all about?
Yeah, so when you sign up, your name is entered into their program and their system. Along with that e-certificate, also between later on this month, mm-hmm. there's also a Big Ten giveaway where if you're giving blood in that certain time span, you can mm-hmm. Provide your information on when you gave blood, and then you could pick a T-shirt from the Big Ten. So I ordered a Nebraska shirt.
That's good.
Yeah.
Anything else? I'm kicking in. So that's from October 20 through November 16, that time period.
I believe
basically.
So. I will have the flyer there handy, and whoever comes on board can scan that and have that option as well.
Okay, and then is that a Red Cross thing? Is that
mm-hmm. yeah, it's a Red Cross promotion.
And then is this a nationwide thing with a chance at the $5,000 prize? Do you know? Or just
I think so. Yeah. I'm not sure too much on that. I do believe mm-hmm. Amanda said there's also a T-shirt option besides the Big Ten. That yeah. was to help promote college students to give and indicate what I think Nebraska had the number one. Spot last year.
I think I heard mm-hmm. heard that recently. That yeah, they have a contest every year, mm-hmm. and who can get the donate the most
correct
from blood drives. And I think we won.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good thing. I don't care whether it's football or volleyball or giving blood.
Yes.
You want to be first.
Yes.
rcblood.org/harvest is a website in conjunction with that, and you can get more information by going to that site and the /harvest on there and get all the information you need. And again, on your on Families First website, there's a QR mm-hmm. thing that you can scan as well, and that gives them all the pertinent information?
There, yep, and the hyperlink, you can click on that. Or give me a call. I can also schedule appointments. It's been nice if there's any questions or any needs that need to be brought attention to, I can help. I give blood pretty regularly, so it just it's been a nice flow of how each different blood drive, all the nice convenience that they have there.
They say that giving blood on a regular basis really, it helps, it's good for your body too, it replenishes, it causes to have you have to replenish the supply somehow, and your body does that naturally. But I've heard that it's healthy to do that, you know.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, I mean, do you feel like, do you notice a difference from giving on a regular basis?
As well as, eating your proper meals, getting the proper hydration. Yeah, just making sure you properly replenish it and take it easy. They don't ask for, they ask minimize physical activity after blood donation.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't want you to go. I could probably golf, though. I'd probably figure out a way to still do my favorite thing afterwards. But, yeah, probably don't go out and, play, the physical sports. No. That's or run around like tennis or pickleball. No. Probably stay away from that for a while. Stuff like that. Anything else either of you wanted to mention in conjunction with the drive or anything else with that Families First has going on or a preview of something coming up for the holidays or anything?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So back to the blood drive. We're providing soup, sandwiches, and cookies to enjoy.
Okay.
And then upcoming with the holidays, just looking forward to, this season, we're at Dusty's Trails.
Okay.
Yep. Families First and other agencies like the Civil Air Patrol and RSVP and the Strait of Advocates have been doing the concession stand at Dusty Trails.
The Alzheimer's Association as well, the North Platte.
Okay. And what's the hours on that?
Every weekend in October from 12 to 6.
Okay.
We're in the concession, so we're serving up some good wholesome chili. Okay. We have walking tacos. The cotton candy's been a hit. Snow cones, still a good hit. Okay. Fresh popcorn. It's been nice to see all the families gather, having a good time at Dusty Trails Pumpkin Patch.
Good. Good. Sounds great. And if they want to get a hold of either of you at Families First, what's the number over there?
They could reach out by the landline, which I think is listed on Google and Facebook and everywhere else.
You have memorized that, Jessica?
I don't have
My essential navigation number, 308-520-3743.
You don't call. Yeah, so
no, we don't call ourselves.
The cell phone argument. I don't know my number because I don't call myself. Yeah.
We just give out the business cards. Let other people call us.
Okay. Well, you're a great organization, and this is a great effort between you, the Eagles Club, and Bobby Holst over at State Farm, teaming up for the blood drive. And again, it is next Friday, the 24th, from 9 to 3. Encourage everyone to make their appointment. Can they go through the Red Cross site, too, as well, if they want to book? Can they book a specific time?
Yes. Yeah, that's what's nice about either the QR code, the hyperlink, going to the Red Cross, looking for Friday, October 24th at the Eagles. You'll be able to see what slots are still available.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in. Our guests have been Jessica Vogt, Executive Director of Families First, and with her, Delicia Mata, the central navigator for the organization. Yes. Appreciate you both. Have a great day.
Thanks.
And hope you have a wonderful drive and accomplish your goal next week.
Thank you very
much. Thank you. Okay.